We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Had a little glitch there for a little while, but we all back to normal. Cullen got us back rocking and rolling. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, the Saints radio color analyst, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, man, I saw the feature you did with Cooper Manning. Come on, it took you that long to get on Cooper's deal? Man, I can't believe it.
I told him I got beef with him, too. I mean, it's just... You know, we got to talk to management. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, but it was a good deal, though. I enjoyed listening to it and watching it. Deuce, we'll get this right out the way quickly. Davante Adams, we talked about this yesterday, and I told Charlie last week when Antonio Pierce sort of threw that deal, we got guys here making business decisions. I said, Charlie, that's not about no regular guy. I think he pointed that finger at Davante at that point. Now, it may have been others, but I think he pointed it at him. I've always believed that, okay, money, if you want a guy bad enough, you can make it work. Now, sometimes it's difficult, but I think you can always make it work. I think it comes down to what will the Raiders want compensation-wise? And they've said, I want a second and something else. You're not going to get that for Davante, to be honest with you, unless you're really overpaying for him. He is 31 and he'll be 32 in December. And also, if I'm the acquiring team, I look at it for what he can do me this year, and he can help me. He can help any team in the NFL. But also, this is an acquisition, too, for 2025. Your thoughts on Davante, because it seemingly has come to a head there that he's not much longer in Vegas. And I think the team most likely to get him would be the Jets, because he's Aaron Rodgers' guy, and Aaron has got the ear of the owner. I mean, he can call Woody Johnson up and say, hey, this is who I want on the team. We want him now. And I think the owner would probably overpay to get him compensation-wise.
No, I agree with you 100% on all fronts. I mean, as far as the Saints are concerned, obviously the Saints can make it work. It may take some maneuvering, and it may take even some overpaying if you're going to ask the Raiders to, hey, I want you to absorb XYZ, you know, when you talk about salary, because I think it's close to – right at $1 million every week that he's with the team, that his salary goes down up until the November the 5th trade deadline. So it's basically going to be a situation where, yes, the Saints can convert the salary. You can do signing bonus, add voided years. Yes, they can play that game, but I still don't know if that is enough to get them where they need to be from a financial standpoint. So the other part of it becomes they still want to have some flexibility because, as we know, there will be injuries for their team already. And so with injuries, you have to be able to sign other guys. And so when I do these signings of other players, I have to have funding available. And so that's one reason that you need some flexibility as far as your own salary cap. The other is obviously to be able to pursue some type of trade. So can they restructure a deal of two of someone's? Yes, they could. Will they? I'm not sure. Would they listen? Have they probably talked? Probably pretty sure. Probably, you know, they probably had wind of this before it even broke, just because of some of the relationships that you have, you know, with the quarterback, with the receivers coach, being, you know, really, really close and obviously coaching Davante. So at the end of the day, can they do it? Yes. Will they do it? I don't know. You know, and that's something that they're going to have to kind of decide and figure out, hey, you know, does he help us? Of course he does. But is this a short-term 2 to 3 year deal, or is it something that, you know, it's only a 1 year deal? That's what they've got to figure out.
Deuce, I know Bob and I have talked about this. You can't spot somebody 14 points and expect to win. You know, in those type games, you might win one out of 20 times if you played. The other 19, you go down. And in this rivalry game with the Falcons, you know, the muff punt that turned into a touchdown. Then you get a tip pass, goes up in the air. Man, Troy Anderson, man, he played one hell of a game. I remember him when he was at Montana State, and we got him to go to the Senior Bowl, and he probably went from, I would say, a late fourth-round pick into the second round. And he really good football player, not a small guy. And he went to Montana State. He was quarterback, running back, halfback. And then they finally grew out of all that, and he became a linebacker. But you can't spot a team 14 points and expect to win in this league.
No, it's very hard. And it's, you know, I guess it's really a testament to your defense that they kept you in that game up until that point. You know, obviously we know what happened on the last play, but teams are going to have a little momentum. Teams are going to be able to take advantage of it, and you can't hurt yourself like that. I mean, it's really been, I guess you would say, back-to-back weeks where the Saints offensively as well as defensively just have had mistakes. I mean, they have not been clean the last 2 weeks as they were the first 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't want to say an opponent matter. Yes, it does. But how you go out and execute matters as well. And so if you can't go out and execute to the level that you need to be, then it's going to be very, very hard to win in this league. And so you're a good enough team where you can win and play with pretty much nearly every team in the NFL. But even the worst team, they can beat you if you're going to give them points and you're going to make mistakes that you can't overcome.
Tusa, look at the upcoming game against Kansas City. They winning it with defense. Man, their front seven is really good. And despite trading Darius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans, their secondary is pretty doggone good, too. Kansas City's winning this year is very reminiscent of a year ago. They won with defense early, and then the offense kind of hit a little bit of a traction, and they were able to close it out pretty well. But you see them on offense without Isaiah Pacheco. They're a different running team. And then, you know, Hollywood Brown, he didn't even hit the starting gates. He was out before the opening game. Rashee Rice, it doesn't look good for him. How many weeks he missed is still up in the air, but, you know, he ain't playing Monday night. And I think the big part of it, too, that we are watching a guy who's still a good player in Travis Kelce. Still good, and he can still beat you. But he's in the winter years of his NFL career. And you saw them sort of try to change offensively because I think Andy realizes that. He tried to change. I think this game is going to be razor close between Saints Chiefs. I just feel that, you know, that offense – it's not going to be a team that's going to put up a lot of points unless you help them.
No, I agree with you. And, I mean, it's still Travis Kelce over there, so you can't just discount him completely. And I think it all starts with Mahomes. I mean, I don't know if you can rattle the guy, but he's going to give you some chances. And because he trusts his receivers, he trusts that they're going to be where they're supposed to be. And the question becomes, can you make a play? Can you go out there and make a play? And you're going to have to consistently do it. And, you know, when you talk about them defense, we can talk about every player on that defense.
Man.
There's one player.
One guy.
There is.
I was going to ask you about him.
You better know where he is every snap. When he is on the sideline, you better be jumping up and down saying, there he is. I still know where he's at. Chris Jones, it starts with him. He lines up at the nose. He lines up at the three technique. He lines up at the left defensive end. He lines up at the right defensive end. He will go across the board. He is looking for the mismatch. And then their defense is basically predicated on pressure. And what I mean by that, they don't mind going zero. They don't mind bringing guys and saying, hey, we can play sound defense on the back end, even if we bring an extra guy, and we feel like that you're not going to make the right read. So it's going to be a huge challenge. I thought the offensive line played well, really, really well against Atlanta. But you're going to see, just like Atlanta hit you with some zero blitzes, you're going to see the same thing. I mean, you're going to get zoned off. You're going to get three strong. You're going to get four strong. They're going to give it, and they want to see what you can pick up and what you can't pick up.
Deuce, I was talking to Pete Jenkins in the summer, and he was telling me this. He said, man, Mike, Aaron Donald, in all my years, and he said, it's over 50. He said, I think he's the best interior pass rusher I've ever seen. Now, he said, his run defense play it doesn't match his ability to get a pass rush. But he said, Chris Jones, when he wants to, he can take over a game like very few people that have ever put on a helmet, shoulder pads, and a jock strap. He's that good. Now, he said, now, sometimes, you know, his rev button isn't pushed all the way in. But if it is, you got problems. And we saw Super Bowl Sunday when, you know, I don't know how he didn't get blocked, but he came in scot-free. And Purdy's got an open receiver in the end zone, and then here comes Chris Jones. He influenced that play, and it was an overshoot. He couldn't make the play because Chris Jones was on top of him. That guy is, if you talk about a game changer up front, he's it. Talk a little bit about your first time in seeing Chris Jones here. He's from the Mississippi area. And I remember
Houston, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Coach. Houston, Mississippi, Ole Miss, Coach Freeze thought he had him, probably was 95% a done deal to Oxford. And, you know, we'll just say some pretty good NIL back in the day went on. And Chris ends up at Mississippi State. And a lot of people didn't know about it. Chris was not a guy that was going to camps and wasn't going. I mean, there were certain coaches that knew about Chris Jones as far as the football player from Houston, Mississippi. And it literally was like, I think it was All-Star time when people started to figure it out. And Chris, I think it was a Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. Guy just blows up. And he played maybe one more All-Star game. And by that time, it was too late. You know, it was a done deal with Mississippi State. Chris Jones went from a no-name or two-star to a five-star within like 3 weeks. And we're talking about why the season is between playoff and ending of the season. No camps, no none of that. And it's just like, man, where did this guy come from? He's like, oh, yeah, he's been here. He's just been hit a little bit by some coaches. And, Mike, I agree with you, whether it's playing the run, whether it's rushing the passer. And you normally don't have a guy that's quick enough to be able to line up at defensive end like he is, but he's quick enough and he's long enough where he can line up at defensive end. It's not just going to be a power or a bull. He's got enough moves to be able to take on a tackle where it's like, wait, I thought you were a three technique, or I thought you lined up at the nose last time. What are you doing out here? But, I mean, you're going to see him at every position up on the defensive line.
Deuce, the running back position for the Saints, okay, we know that Alvin is fighting the rib injuries. Who knows what Taysom Hill gets banged up again. Okay, boy, if there's ever a time, Kendra Miller, it's now. And you spoke about this in the summer about he has got to get his body in shape for a 17-game season. Sure enough, first day after he does the all the drills and all that conditioning, goes down with an injury. We ain't seen him since. How close do you think Kendra Miller is to come back? And we know he's talented, but can he stay healthy? Because seemingly now with Alvin with the rib injury, Taysom, he's being banged up too, left side, right side. This is the time that it would be Kendra Miller time. Is he ready?
Normally I would say, hey, let's get him a week or two of practice, you know, because you have the 21-day window. I don't know if the Saints have that luxury. I think it may be a situation where, hey, Kendra, I know what you've been doing. Now, I'll tell you this. He has been very diligent as far as going to rehab, being able to come to meetings, being able to go to practice and be a part. But you can't practice. All you can do is look. That's all he's been doing. So for the last 4 weeks, he's been engaged. I think he's in a good place mentally, where he's been able to hopefully knock on wood. Now, I'm not on the social, like, stalking players and stuff like that, so I don't know when I say this, but hopefully he's in a good place mentally to where it's just ball. I want a ball. I want to play. And if he's in that space, I would normally say, can I get 30 plays out of this young man? Nah, Mike, can I get 10 plays out of this young man? And of those 10 plays, six of them are going to be carries.
Yes.
Can I get 15 plays out of this young man? Out of those 15 plays, seven or eight will be carries. And so that's kind of where you are, because you've got to lighten the workload for Alvin Kamara. I mean, Alvin has battled. He's fought. He's given you everything you could have asked for and more up until this point. But if you continue down the road that you're going with him, you're not going to be able to ask for it anymore, because he ain't going to have anything to give you.
Yeah, it's going to, the train's going to come to a stop somewhere along the line. Deuce, I expect that there'll probably be some more shuffling across the offensive line, especially if you can get Cesar Ruiz back healthy for Monday night. To be honest with you, I didn't think Shane Lemieux would play as well as he did. His first time he's ever played center in an NFL game, regular season NFL game. I thought he did a solid job at center. But I think, again, if Ruiz is healthy, we're going to see a little bit of a shuffle across the offensive line again against the Chiefs.
Yeah. I don't know. And the only reason I say that is I think that you have a little bit of confidence in what you were able to do. I don't know if I want to go and break that confidence up. I know if Landon is not available, then maybe I can use him as my extra lineman. They really haven't used that package a ton this year. And I don't know if the Chiefs is an opponent that you would want to do that against, but it just gives you a few more options. And so that's obviously going to be a personnel decision that they make and what gives them the best opportunity to win. You know, obviously if Caesar's healthy, then he's going to be out there. It's just a matter of who are the other four linemen that he's out there with.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and your insights, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Talk.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All righty. Deuce McAllister, Saints radio color analyst.